Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Al Ivan, Foundation Director of Trinity Health Foundation. Al, please say hello.
So hello, Bob. Thank you for having me on today.
It's great to have you here, Al. I know that the foundation has had a good relationship with KHRT, so the foundation is maybe not new to all of our listeners, but this is a wonderful opportunity to go into a little more detail about what all the Trinity Health Foundation does for the community. And I would like you to expand upon that a little bit. Tell us how long it's been around and your main goal.
Sure. Well, Bob, Trinity Health Foundation was founded in 1922. And the reason the foundation started then was they had to raise all of the money to build the hospital that's standing over on the corner of Burdick and Main Street. And these days, we are working to impact people's lives in our region by improving health and wellness. So we are here to augment and enhance whatever Trinity Health and others in the community are doing to improve health and wellness.
I'll bet a lot of people had no idea when that hospital building was built, and now you just answered that, 1922.
Yes, and you have to remember the St. Joseph's building, which Trinity has as well, came actually before that. So the facilities here are nearing their 100th anniversary, which is why there's going to be a new hospital constructed on the southwest side.
And that is so exciting. We worship at Our Savior's Church, so I can always see it every Sunday, and we keep going. How many stories is that thing going to be?
Yeah, well, it'll be 6 stories, both the hospital and the medical office building. And what's very nice about the design is that the hospital and medical office building will be connected on every single floor to make getting back and forth very easy, whether it's for the patients, the physicians, or the loved ones who are visiting people.
As you and I were talking before we went on the air, Trinity Health Foundation is not owned per se by Trinity Hospital, but you serve much more than just the hospital itself.
We are affiliated with Trinity Health, and we're one of the affiliate organizations with Trinity Health, but we do things with Trinity and all of its facilities, whether they're here in Minot or Devil's Lake, Williston, etc. We kind of go everywhere from Devil's Lake to eastern Montana, from the Canadian border down to Garrison with our service area that we help out with, but we do things in the community as well. We've had a number of community partnerships.
One of those partnerships has been the Horn of Plenty. How did you partner with the Horn of Plenty?
That started 7 years ago, I believe, was when it initially started. And that was actually John Kutch, who's the president and CEO of Trinity Health, wanted Trinity to be much more active in the community. And he asked the foundation if there was something we could do to partner with the Horn of Plenty. And we thought, we can. So we work every year to raise money for the gift boxes that go to the families who are nominated. These are families in need, obviously, from about 100-mile radius of KHRT. And as we raise the money for things like turkeys, for other perishable food items, whether it's potatoes, butter, eggs, onions, non-perishable food items. And then, of course, if they have children, they can receive toys that they can give the children at Christmas. So not only are we raising money for that, we've been able to get a number of staff members from Trinity involved in actually going and helping packing the boxes. And Roy has been kind enough to allow us to deliver to about 30 families a year, which when you're at that time of the year and you're giving things to families who are in need, it's a wonderful way to get involved in the community. It's a wonderful way to give back and just meet not only the basic needs of people, but to uplift them spiritually and emotionally, as well as with the physical food and toys that you're giving them.
Where does the money come from, Al?
Sure. All of the money that we have from the foundation has come from donors. We have been very blessed and honored that there are many individuals, families, corporations, foundations, and organizations that are interested in improving health and wellness in our area, and that they've used Trinity Health Foundation as a vehicle for their giving. Even all of the investments we have now all started as donations people gave to us for specific projects, programs, or endowments, and that money continues to be used every year in the community. In fact, in the last 2.5 years, we've now invested $2 million back into the health and wellness initiatives across the region.
I know that you have some different fundraising events, and the one I'd like to bring up right away is the men's golf tournament.
Absolutely. That is in August of every year. It is the third Monday in August. We have 36 teams that can participate. This year, we've already had 19 teams sign up, and so we're going to be more actively promoting that in the next few weeks. But the golf tournaments raise money for the Cancer Care Patient Assistance Fund, and that fund is used by hundreds of patients each year, everything from direct financial assistance that's given to patients, gift cards that they can use at Target, Walmart, or Marketplace Foods. We use it for things like buying patients wigs and compression garments. And of course, because over 50% of the patients we see at the Cancer Care Center are traveling more than 50 miles one way for treatment, and many of people are coming from 200 miles away for treatment. Since we're the regional Cancer Care Center, we found transportation and travel cost was a big barrier to them getting the appropriate oncology services they needed. So now we also do fuel vouchers that patients can receive through this program. And in fact, a patient can get up to $200 in fuel assistance each year to help them with their commute to get the cancer care treatment that they need.
You said the men's tournament is in August. Prior to that, we have a women's golf tournament.
Correct. That is in June of every year. It is the third week in June. This year, that tournament is already sold out, which is wonderful for all the ladies who will be participating in that. We do have, with the women's tournament, a raffle as part of that that also helps raise funds. And there's some wonderful prizes this year, such as 20 Disney Park Hopper tickets. There is a family membership to the YMCA. We have a recliner, a TV, and a Hustfest package, and a Medora package. And there's a few other prizes as well. We have 13 prizes totaling almost $8,000, and people can contact our office if they'd be interested in purchasing tickets for the raffle.
That is really some neat events. What other events do you have coming up?
Well, we also every fall do a 50th reunion for the alumni from the Trinity Hospital School of Nursing. And so this year we'll be hosting the class of 1969. And it's wonderful when these students get back together. Some of them may not have seen each other since they graduated 50 years ago. And they're from all over the U.S. And they share wonderful stories about the School of Nursing, what Trinity was like 50 years ago, and what's going on in their lives today. And we've had some very interesting stories from these students about the activities they were involved in 50 years ago.
How fun that would be. My wife's aunt was a nurse at Trinity. She's passed on now, but I believe she was there for over 50 years herself.
Yeah. Well, they are tremendously dedicated servants. And unfortunately, what we're seeing in America right now is the nursing shortage going on. They're projecting that we will have a shortage of 1 million nurses by the year 2024. And when you think about that in perspective, that's more than the population of our entire state. So how will our health and wellness be affected by this nursing shortage, which is why the foundation actually started a scholarship program to truly benefit the profession of nursing. The students can go to whatever school they would like to go. They don't actually have an employment commitment to be at Trinity. They can go work wherever they want. But we give up to 10 $3,000 scholarships each year. And in the last 3 years, we've now given 29 scholarships and over $96,000 to these students to continue their education.
2 weeks ago, behind the microphone, was Dr. Shirley, and he also boasted about the relationship between MSU and Trinity.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful relationship with them in terms of not only providing scholarships, but having students come and do internships at Trinity Health, in terms of nursing students participating in programs to job shadow and learn what they're going to be doing and rotating through different floors to really see what they're going to be passionate about and where they'd like to spend their career.
One of your doctors is our family doctor, Dr. Dawn Mattern, and I bring her up because of the emphasis, too, that the Trinity Health Foundation helps with sports medicine.
We have had a wonderful partnership with our sports medicine team at Trinity. They actually worked with us. We completely remodeled the Minot High training facility that the students and the coaches use, which is providing them more and better care. Because with a larger facility and newer equipment, there's just so much more they can do with the student athletes. And student athletes these days, especially if they're in multiple sports and the rigors their body goes through, they need the appropriate care. We've also worked with sports medicine to bring speakers in to the region. In fact, one of the trainers from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was brought in last year to actually speak to students and coaches about the overhead athlete and some of the issues they can have in their shoulders.
That is so cool. I make regular visits to Dr. Deary because of my shoulder. Another program or another fundraiser that you support is the iBike thing. And of course, this is the perfect time of year to be talking about biking.
Yeah, it's actually the Ann Carlson Center runs a program called I Can Bike. And that program is to teach children who have different disabilities how to ride a bike a little bit more independently so they can have some more freedom in their lives. And they bring that program to Minot. And when they have come here, we have offered to be one of the sponsors for that program to make sure that program can run. And I believe you have about 50 to 75 children who participate in that program when they bring it up here. So we're happy to sponsor that. It's great for the kids. It's great for their parents and families.
Now, we're running short on time, so we may jump around on a couple subjects here, but one I'd like to talk about is the Cancer Care Center, because that's a concern close to me with cancer running in my family personally. And what does the Trinity Health Foundation do in regards to supporting the Cancer Care Center?
Sure, absolutely. And I will tell you, that's a cause near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, because most of us do know people who have been touched by cancer. My father passed away from cancer. One of my sisters passed away from cancer. My mother was a two-time cancer survivor. So we do everything from providing direct financial assistance to patients who demonstrate a financial need, because going through radiation chemotherapy can be expensive treatments. So when we can help there, we try. I mentioned the fuel assistance program that we have. But we also do things like therapeutic programs for the patients. We have an art therapy program and a writing program, both led by Minot State University professors, to help patients as they're going through to document their feelings, their emotions, what's happening in their lives as a result of cancer. And it's open to cancer patients. It's open to cancer survivors. It's even open to people who may have gone through cancer treatments that may not have gone through Trinity Cancer Care Center, but it's a way for them to really get their feelings and express themselves out. And if you ever have a chance to go to the Cancer Care Center, in one of the hallways, they have a display of artwork the patients have done. And usually the patients have descriptions about the paintings they've made. And I can tell you, as someone who couldn't draw a straight line, you know, I couldn't draw my way out of a paper bag, when I see what these patients have done and the details and the thought that went into it and how it represents them and reflects what's going on, it's always impressive to see their works of art. And like I said, the journaling program is there for those who may want to express themselves, but painting's not their thing, but they certainly can write their emotions. And then we also offer some gentle yoga classes as well to help them, you know, mind, body, and spirit going through the program.
I think that is so important to help people through the cancer process. And with cancer most commonly in older ages, at least I believe so, that this is a time where they may be on very limited incomes. Programs that you have to help them take their mind off of some of these troubles they have is just good for their overall health.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the programs that many people may not know about is the Cancer Exercise Rehab Program. That's a partnership we actually have with the Minot Family YMCA. Because if you've just gone through cancer treatments, you may have issues with fatigue, strength, balance. So we will match you with a personal trainer for up to 12 weeks. It's a program that's not covered by any insurance, so it's only through the money we raise. And we've been fortunate. The Wise Men's Rodeo has helped us through Tough Enough to Wear Pink, and Marketplace Foods with the cake auction they do. Their proceeds have helped go to this program and fund it. And we've now put over 530 patients through the exercise rehab program at no cost to the patient. And again, when you're rebuilding your body, it helps you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well.
Absolutely. Al, we have run out of time, and I would like to make sure that people listening have contact information. So what would you like to share as far as contact information?
Sure. If anybody would like to call the foundation office, our phone number is 701-857-5432, or they can email us. It's foundation@trinityhealth.org. And please feel free to look for our updates on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Excellent. Thank you for being my guest today, Al.
Well, thank you for inviting me.